This week's Torah Way has been sponsored by Family Rose, Le'ila Nishmas, Reb Kaddish Ben, Reb Moshe Aaron, Zecher Levracha. Zion Nissen, Monday the 18th of March, Rabbi Raphael Goldblatt, Essential Halachas for Seder Night, Part 2.
This year is entitled Essential Halachas for Seder Night, Part 2. I'm sure you all remember very clearly Part 1, which was now about a year ago. Last year we went through some halachas of preparing for the Seder, particularly last year when the first day Yom Tov was Shabbos. There were a lot of things that you weren't able to do once it was Yom Tov. And we also went through the shiurim, how much one has to drink of the kois, how much one has to eat of the matzah, how much one should try to eat at the same time, and so on. So this time I want to deal first with the questions of what type of wine you should use for the arba koisos. There are lots of different hidurim and inyonim that are mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch and in the Gemara and in the poskim, and people are not always aware which ones are more important than others. What's the sequence? The klal normally is, and this includes everything, the klal is in the Gemara that hidur mitzvah ad shlish, in order to be moisif in hidur, you only add up to a third of the value, and you don't have to add more than that. So it can be relevant when you choose which hidur to be makbid on. Which one is most important? There's a well-known chumrah in arba koisos, which many people follow, which many people do, which is a chumrah that the arba koisos you should use wine rather than grape juice. You should make sure that the whatever you're drinking for your arba koisos should have alcoholic content. If you look for the makor for this chumrah, you look through the Gemara, and you look through the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch and all the poskim, you're not going to find a makor for it because it's not mentioned anywhere. There's no makor until approximately 100 years ago. For this chumrah. That's not necessarily a raya that it's not correct, because until fairly recently, wasn't really able to have grape juice at Pesach time. The grapes are not fresh, and there were no preservatives that they could use to keep the grape juice to stop it from fermenting, and therefore it wasn't discussed. It wasn't something that was available. However, once that did happen, so there was a discussion between the poskim whether you could use grape juice for arba koisos. Now, for Kiddush, there is a Mufurash Gemara. There's a Gemara in Bava Basra Daf Tzadi Zayin. The Gemara says that generally the parameters of wine for Kiddush will follow the same halachas as the Nesachim in the Beis HaMikdash. Kiddush is also the same type of hakrova, the same type of offering the wine for a mitzvah for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore it follows the same sorts of parameters. The Gemara says that since Yain Megitoi, which means grapes that have just been pressed and have not yet fermented, that's what we call grape juice, is kosher b'dievet for nesachim in the Beis HaMikdash. Lechatchila, you don't use that for your nesachim, you don't pour that on the mizbeach, you don't bring that with your korban. But b'dievet, that is good enough if you use that, if you don't have wine. So since it's kosher b'dievet for nesachim, it's kosher lechatchila for kiddush. The Gemara says, mefurash, that lechatchila, you're allowed to use grape juice for kiddush, you don't have to use wine rather than grape juice. The Gemara says, soichet adam eshkel shel anovim, person can pick up a bunch of grapes, squeeze it into his cup before Shabbos, and then be Mekadosh and be Mekabel Shabbos immediately as soon as it's just been squeezed. So in Hilchos Kiddush, which normally are the same as Hilchos Arba Koisos, there are certain differences as we'll see, but normally we assume that they would be the same. In Hilchos Kiddush, it's Mufurash in the Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Reish Ayin Beis, that you can use grape juice for Kiddush completely lechatchila. The Mogen Avraham there, quoted in the Mishnah Berurah, the Aruch HaShulchan, and all the poskim, the Mogen Avraham says, since the basis of the Gemara saying that this is lechatchila is the fact that for Nesachim it's kosher b'dievet, so there is still some sort of inyan, a mitzvah min hamuvchar, to use wine for Kiddush, always, just to make sure that what you're using Kiddush is wine. But what he says is that this is not even a lechatchila, it's a mitzvah min hamuvchar. So for example, someone who doesn't like wine, it will make him too sleepy, the wine is more expensive. The Eli Rabba says if you have grape juice, you don't have to go and buy wine, you don't have to go and make sure you're going to have wine for Kiddush. There is a mitzvah min hamuvchar. There is some inyan in having wine for Kiddush, but it's not very significant, not very important. In Hilchos Pesach, there's no such halacha. The Gemara is not, many of the Gemaras about Kiddush, which are in Baba Basra, are replicated in Arvei Pesachim. This one is not mentioned. This Gemara is not mentioned in regard to Arba Koisos at all. So the Har Tzvi, Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank, in the Mikroi Kodesh, has a long tshuva regarding whether you can use grape juice for arba koisos. He brings a number of rayas. There are two main ones, are both from Gemaras in Pesachim, Daf Kuf Ches Amud Beis. This is quite well known. One of them is a Gemara there that says that the wine that you use, or wine or grape juice that you use for arba koisos, has to have ta'am and mare. It has to have ta'am, which we normally translate as flavor, and it has to have mare, it has to have color, which is clear in the context of the Gemara, means it should be red. The Rashbam in Psochim says on that Gemara it has to have Mara, meaning it has to be red. The Gemara brings a pasuk in Mishlei, Al Tiri Yayin Ki Yisadom, don't follow wine, don't become too obsessed with wine, which is so attractive because it's red. So we see that the most chosh of wine is red. And the Rashbam says, we know that it has to have tam because the pasuk initially is warning you not to become too addicted to wine. So obviously, we must be talking about something that you could become addicted to and you could become drunk. So the Hatzvi says that we see from this Rashbam that, at least lechatchila, because this Gemara is anyway only talking about an inyan lechatchila, that at least lechatchila you should be using wine rather than grape juice. The problem with this Makor is that Gemara is exactly the same Gemara is written in Baba Basra. It says that the Gemara says in Baba Basra in the same Daf of Tzadi Zayin, the Gemara says about wine for Kiddush that you should have tam and mara from the same posuk. The Gemara says exactly the same thing. People know that there's an inyan of having red wine on Seder night because we should use red wine, Zeichel Adam, it should be commemorating the blood of the Inui and the Makkah, etc., etc. The same Gemara appears about Kiddush, where we don't have any union of Zeichel Adam. It's exactly as important in the Poskim, in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Gemara, to use red wine for Kiddush as to use red wine for Seder night. The Zeichel Adam is, obviously, there's a remez, the Rishonim mentioned these remazim, but the most important reason is because wine is considered more choshev if it's red. That's Mechurish in the Gemara. So the problem with this Makor of the Har Tzvi is that since the Gemara says clearly in Baba Basra that you can use grape juice lechatchila for Kiddush, it's difficult to accept that the Rashbam should mean that when the Gemara says that wine for Arba Koses and for Kiddush has to have tam, that he means it should have to be alcoholic. It seems far more likely that what the Rashbam means is it just has to be something that people enjoy, and therefore we have to be warned again not to become obsessed with it, because if you enjoy this, then you'll get further and further, and you'll go too far, and you will also get drunk. Not necessarily that this specific drink will make you drunk. That's another pshat. There's another Roman Torah which people quote. Also, Gemara in Pesachim Daf Kuf Ches. The Gemara says that someone who drinks yayin chai, someone who drinks wine which has not had any water added, the wine at the time of the Gemara was much stronger, they used to add at least three parts of water to have much wine there was. If you drink wine which hasn't had this mezige, it hasn't been diluted, the Gemara says, yidei yayin yotza, he's been yotza the mitzvah of arba koses, yidei cheirus lo yotza, but he's not been yotza the extra inyonim, the extra mitzvah of showing cheirus, of demonstrating that we are now free men, that we've gone through Yetzias Mitzrayim and we're no longer meshubad, that he's not been yotza because yayin chai doesn't fulfill that. If you have this wine which is far too strong for people to enjoy it, that's not lechatchila. So the Har Tzvi and Rav Moshe Feinstein says the same thing. They say that if we see here that there's an extra inyan of demonstrating cheirus, then that would also apply to using wine rather than grape juice, because grape juice, which is not alcoholic, although it has in all points in halacha, in all many different sugyas, grape juice has the same chashivas, the same importance as wine. Nevertheless, they suggest that it doesn't demonstrate cheirus in the same way as wine. The advantage of this Makor as opposed to the first Makor is that this is not going to contradict the Gemara in Baba Basra. The Gemara in Baba Basra is talking about Kiddush. When you're making Kiddush, you don't have to be demonstrating Cheres at all, except for Kiddush Seder night, which is one of the Arba Koses. Kiddush is the mitzvah of being Mekadosh al HaKoses, being Mekadosh the Shabbos. Specifically on Seder night, when there's an extra point, which it's clear in the Gemara that this is an extra point besides the mitzvah of Arba Koses, that extra point of Cheres, that you will not, according to these poskim, have fulfilled if you use grape juice rather than wine. So according to the Moshe Feinstein and according to the Har Tzvi, on Seder night one should specifically use wine rather than grape juice, or at least a mixture of wine and grape juice which has a certain amount of tangible alcoholic content, so that you can be considered demonstrating cheirus, it can be considered that you're showing cheirus. With that, you're drinking the cups of wine which show that we're now free men, that we're no longer in slavery. This is still, although this is more than the mitzvah min hamuvchor of the Magen Avraham in Hilchas Kiddush, it's not just an inyan, it's something that one should do lechatchila. It's still not going to puzzle the whole mitzvah of Arba Koses. The Gemara is clear that yidei yayin yotza, yidei cheirus lo yotza. There is an extra mitzvah on top of the mitzvah of Arba Koses that we should be using that to demonstrate cheirus. But nevertheless, you can definitely be yotza the mitzvah of Arba Koses. If this is all you have, then definitely you should use grape juice rather than wine. The famous Gemaras Yerushalmi about the Amoraim who had a headache until Shavuos because they drank four cups of wine, and that was because there wasn't grape juice. In such a situation, it's quite likely that even the Har Tzvi would agree that such a person should drink grape juice rather than wine. Someone who finds it very difficult to drink wine should probably use grape juice. Besides the fact that this Makor is also arguable, it's not. The Gemara doesn't say that you have to have alcohol content. The Gemara says that you shouldn't drink something that people don't enjoy. To extend that to wine is not necessarily so clear. Many Achronim disagreed with this psak entirely. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach said that there's no makor for this. He didn't agree with it at all. He held that it's completely lechatchila, almost as good as wine. It's a mitzvah min hamuvcha to use wine as always, but there are definitely other inyonim in what you should be using that are far more important according to him. Moshe Sternbuch has a piece about this in his Moedim Uzmanim. He writes that he personally knows that the Briskarov, the Chazanish, and the Chabinarov all used grape juice for their Arba Kosis. They didn't have any concern with that. One can add to this that we find in the Poskim that one shouldn't be drinking more alcohol than necessary during the Seder because it's a long night, people are tired, you haven't eaten, and there's a chashash that people get drunk or fall asleep. So if although that chashash, that gzeira was not applied to the Arba Kosis, but if there's a genuine chashash that happened, that's something that Chazal were clearly concerned about. So although perhaps a mitzvah min hamukhar, or perhaps even a little bit more than that, to use something with a certain amount of alcohol content, but it's not the most important inyan in the Arba Kosis. Other things that you do have to have lechatchila in the wine, which are mentioned in the Gemara and have much more, and therefore obviously much clearer makorios, much clearer sources for saying that we should use lechatchila. The Gemara, so one of the things mentioned in the Gemara that you shouldn't use lechatchila is sweet wine. That's mentioned in Hilchas Kiddush and Siman Reishan Beis Sif Gimel. One of the things that's not lechatchila is yain mosaik. There's a long piece in the Bi'ah Halacha where he discusses certain cases that he feels it might actually be possible b'di'evet to use sweet wine. I don't know when sweet wine became the norm for Kiddush, at least in the Ashkenazi countries, that was the wine that the people drank, perhaps. But it doesn't seem that this sweet wine means normal sweet wine, normal Kiddush wine, because grape juice is obviously also always sweet. And that's more lechatchila than sweet wine. It's clear in the Reshayim Beis Sif Beis, it says grape juice is lechatchila. Magen Avraham says mitzvah namuvcha not to use grape juice. And in Sif Gimel, he says, but sweet wine is not. It's okay, you're yotze, but it's better to use a yain choshev. It's not as choshev. It's talking about something which was so sweet that it wasn't considered choshev, perhaps. Something that's very heavy, I don't know. We've mentioned already the inyan of using red wine rather than white wine, where the main makor, the main reason given in the Gemara is because red wine is considered more choshev, the posuk in Mishle, alter yain ki yis adam. There's another inyan, which is that lechatchila, the Shulchan Aruch says lechatchila we should use wine which would be kosher for the nesachim, which would be kosher for the mizbeach. The Rambam holds that you have to use this, that it's ma'akev, with the specific exception of grape juice, as we've said. But there are two other things that are not kosher for the Mizbeach. One of those is yain mevushel, wine that's been cooked, which according to many poskim, many poskim nowadays take on, wine that's been pasteurized has a din of mevushel. This is the same question as yain mevushel in Hilchas yain nesach, stam yainom. Wine that has been moved by a goy, and we have to answer it if it would have been kosher for the mizbeach, because we have to be choshish that could have been used for a vexar, etc., and so on. So the same basis of us being matir yain mevushel that a non-Jew has moved or poured will mean that wine would not have been kosher in the Beis HaMikdash for the Nesachim. So the Rambam says that yain mevushel, which according to Ramesh Feinstein and many poskim means pasteurized wine, is possible for Kiddush. The Shulchan Aruch says that although he doesn't hold of the Rambam, but lechatchila you should try to use wine that's not mevushel. You should try to use wine that's not, according to Rav Moshe and the others, even pasteurized. A second inyan, which is mentioned together with that, is the Gemara speaks about something called konditon, which is wine with honey added, which is also, because it's got the honey added to it, is possible for the mizbeach. And the Rambam, again, the same thing applies. The Rambam says you can't use this wine with honey for Kiddush, and the Shulchan Aruch says lechatchila you shouldn't. The Prima Gaudim, quoted in the Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Kiddush and Siman Reish Ayin Beis, says that if you have wine that has sugar added, that will have the same halacha as wine that has honey added. So if you have wine that some of the cheaper wines have added sugar, that wine would not be kosher lechatchila for Kiddush or for Arba Kosis. These halachas are not specific to Arba Kosis. This applies equally to Kiddush. People seem to run off to more chumras in Arba Kosis than in Hilchos Kiddush, maybe because of the chumra de Pesach. Yain mevushel, the Shulchan Aruch says, is not lechatchila for Kiddush. However, what I'm saying now is that there's no difference in these halachas between Kiddush and Arba Kosis. Perhaps because of the chumras in chumras, people seem to feel that you have to run off to chumras in the other mitzvahs, but there's not mentioned, as far as I know, anywhere in the poskim that you have to be more machmir in the kashrus of your wine for Arba Kosis than the wine for Kiddush. A mitzvah that you do every week, you should probably try to do better than a mitzvah that you do once a year.
Because all grape juice is pasteurized, so you've got two.
Almost all grapes. Now, there's one, at least one company that I know of that specifically produced for Pesach grape juice that's not pasteurized. and many people pay through the nose in order to be mafia for this inyan. What they then do is mix it with wine, which is pasteurised, and therefore hustle the whole thing. Which obviously, yeah, obviously defeats its own purpose, because as soon as it's mixed with some yain bushel, it's not kosher to mizbeach. There are wines which are not pasteurised either, obviously. In the sequence of the chumras, it would seem to me, Poshut, that although according to the Har Tzvi and Reb Moshe Feinstein, who said that you have to use wine with alcohol content for arba kosos, perhaps they would have held that that would be more important than these other inyonim, but because there are so many other achronim who disagree with them, then makoros are arguable. So definitely it's more important to use red, non-mavushal, unsweetened wine, or grape juice, if you can get hold of that, rather than to use to make sure that you have the alcohol content. That would seem to supersede that. However, there's a Ramah in two places who mentions one more inyan, which, according to him, is more important than anything. He mentions this in Hilchas Kiddush and in Hilchas Arba Kosos Siman Tov Ayin Beis. The Ramah says that although all these things are lechatchila you should try to mitzvah min amuvcha, to use alcohol, to have something alcoholic at least. Lechatchila it should be red. Lechatchila it shouldn't be mevushal, but the most important thing, far more important than any of these, he says, is to use yain that's more choshuv. So if the more expensive wine that you're considering happens to be pasteurized, or you can have something that's less good but not pasteurized for the same sort of price, according to the Ramah, it's more important to use the pasteurized wine, although that is, according to the Shulchan Aruch, not lechatchila, but it's more of a hiddur in the mitzvah to use a wine that's more expensive, that's more prestigious, than to be machmir for all these hiddurim. He even says that Mefurish about, in Hilchas Pesach and Siman Tov Ayin Beis, about using white wine rather than red wine. He says that we use red wine l'chatchila, because the Gemara says it's l'chatchila, that's an inyan. However, if you have a better quality white wine, or a lower quality red wine, and no one mentions Zechel Adam, that's not part of the consideration, it's better, it's more of a hiddur in the mitzvah to use a better quality white wine for your Arba Kosos or for your Kiddush, than to use a lower quality red wine or grape juice.
It's
not mentioned in this inyan, and in Esther or something.
Yain kawa is not.
If you're talking about the mitzvah, I don't know how they. I'm not sure how they make yain kawa. I tried to find out recently. If they mix it with grape juice, then it's right, and it's 5% as opposed to 11%. That I know. But if they're mixing it with grape juice, then what they've done is the same as what you've done. If they have some way of slowing the fermenting process so that it's fermented earlier, then it's probably considered wine. As long as you feel the alcoholic, there's a perceptible alcohol content, then that would be good enough even for the mitzvah number of the Magen Avraham. A mixture of wine and grape juice would be good enough for the Yidei Cheirus Yotzov, for feeling the sensation of Cheirus, because grape juice has a din of wine completely. But perhaps would not be mitzvah namurcha, because grape juice is not considered as choshev as wine. Pardon?
How do you judge a better wine by the price of the palate?
I don't know, but it depends whose palate, probably. I mean, the price can depend on other things as well. It can depend on where it's produced, but generally the price is a good indicator, yeah. No? I'm sure you know more than I do. Okay, the second section of halachas of Seder night that I want to speak about is the halachas of when you can be mafsik, when you're allowed to make a break during the Seder, when you're allowed to talk, and so on. So obviously, everyone will know if you're in the middle of a bracha, you're not allowed to talk. If you're in the middle of a kiddush, you're in the middle of a bracha v'asher galanu, and so on, that's poshut, you're not allowed to talk. So also, if you're between... You've said the bracha of Hamoitzi and Alechiz Matzah, obviously you're not allowed to talk before you've done the mitzvah. That's the same as any bracha. You don't speak during the bracha, you don't speak between the bracha and what it's having its effect on. The Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Tov Ayin Hey that since our minhag of Koirech, our minhag of having the matzah and the mara together, Koirech doesn't mean a sandwich, by the way, it just means to put them together. I mean, I don't know of any inyan of any makor that you have to put another piece of matzah on top just to make a mess and make it harder to eat. You just put a piece of matzah and morah together and eat those for korich. That, since the inyan of that is because Hillel held that that's how you eat the korban pesach, therefore the brachas of alachilas matzah and alachilas morah, those two brachas that we've said not long before, are also going on that. So the Shulchan Aruch says, therefore you should not speak, you should not be mafsik in any way between the bracha of alachilas matzah, from when you've washed, until you've eaten enough of the korech to be yotze that inyan. This doesn't mean that that's at the same level as speaking between the bracha of alachilas morah and eating the morah, alachilas matzah and eating the matzah. It's clear in the Shulchan Aruch that it's a slightly lower level, since this is a minhag, it's an inyan, but it's not the main din of how it's not the main way that we're doing the mitzvah of matzah and mora. It's not quite at the same level. We can prove that because the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Brochas and Kuf Samach Zayin says that you're not allowed to speak between a brocha, lechatchila, you don't speak between a brocha and what you're eating, because you're talking about brichas hamitzvahs and brichas hanen in whichever one, even if it's something that's related to what you're doing. So you make a brocha and then suddenly you realize you don't actually have the bread. Lechatchila, you don't ask someone to pass the bread if you can somehow demonstrate that by. This is not talking about between washing and eating. There it is lechatchila. We're talking about between saying hamoiti and eating the bread. You don't lechatchila say pass the salt or anything like that. It's better to try and get that to happen without actually having to speak. But here, between Morar and Koirich, you're lechatchila allowed to say something that's directly related to the mitzvah. So you can say to someone, please pass the matzah and the morar so that I can have my Koirich, but you shouldn't speak about anything else. But the Shulchan Aruch does say that you shouldn't speak about anything else, about anything that's not related to the mitzvah at all. There's another time that you're not allowed to speak during Seder night, which people are less aware of, and that's during Halal. From when you've started Loilanu until the end of the Halal. So we don't say a bracha before the Halal because the Halal's been split into two. We say the first two prokim of the Halal with the Haggadah, and then we say the bracha after that, Asher Golanu. And then we say the remainder of Halal with the other pieces, with extra pieces of Halal. And after that we say the bracha on the Halal, which are the two different minhagim, two different nischais, which bracha we say afterwards. However, it's clear in the sugyas in the Rishonim that this Halal is a genuine mitzvah of Halal. In fact, it's considered the most important mitzvah of Halal. It's the Ikka mitzvah of Halal more than any other Halal of that we see on Yom Tov. It's much more of the Ikka mitzvah. It's the Halal HaGadol. The Ramban writes clearly in Psochim Daf Kuf Tes that you're not allowed to speak during this Halal. You're saying Halal. You're saying a brocha after that. That brocha goes on the whole of the Halal that you're saying. If you speak about something, at least something that's not connected to the Halal, during that time, you've been mafsik in the Halal, as if you would have spoken during Halal in Davening. He says, in the same way that Gemara says in Brochas, that you can't be mafsik during Halal in Davening, you also can't be mafsik during Halal on Seder night. There's no difference at all. We say a brocha afterwards, which obviously is part of the reason. More than that, there are Rishonim who say that you don't say a brocha on Halal on Rosh Chodesh, for example. There are many Rishonim who hold that, and nevertheless, it's clear in the Gemara that you can't even speak in the middle of that. So the Meiri says, and this is also in the Bi'ah Halacha in Siman Tov Chof Beis in Hilchos Rosh Chodesh, Mishnah Berurah in the Bi'ah Halacha, that even if you're not saying a brocha on your Halal, since your Halal is one, you could compare it to saying Kriya Shema, let's say. If you're saying Kriya Shema without the brochas, you're still not allowed to talk in the middle. If someone says Kriya Shema after Maariv, because he doesn't Maariv early, he's now doing his mitzvah's Kriya Shema. He doesn't stop between Vahavta Mahoy and Shemoy and start talking. So the Meiri says, and this is quoted in the Bi'ah Halacha, that the same thing applies to saying Halal. You are doing a mitzvah of saying this set of Shvachim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is one complete mitzvah. During that, you're not allowed to talk. And that's referred to in the Ramban. There's another Gemara, which is perhaps another reason why one would not be allowed to talk, though this the Ramban doesn't say. There's a Gemara in Brochas that says, Ein Mesichin al Koshel Brocha, Gemara in Brochas, Daf Nun Aleph Amud Beis, that once, when you're saying something which is being said over a cup of wine, you're not allowed to speak about anything other than what you're supposed to be saying. The Mishnah even says that if someone's benching with a kos, he's not allowed to speak between the end of benching and drinking the kos for this reason, because ein masichin al kos shavrocha. If you and halal is obviously said over a kos, when you say halal, we have the cup of wine, we're holding the cup of wine. This is the same way as we bench over the wine on Seder night, and this is said al kos. So that would be another reason, perhaps. Less chomer than the first reason, but there's definitely seems to be a second reason why one would not be allowed to talk during Halal. This is not mentioned in the Mishnah Berurah anywhere, but I don't know of anyone who disagrees with this Ramban. I don't know of anyone who argues with these reasons, and I don't know of any heter to talk during Halal. The Ramban also, in the same piece of Ramban, mentions speaking during the Haggadah. However, he says clearly in that piece that the Haggadah is less chomer. The cup of wine that we have for the Haggadah is, we don't hold it most of the time. It's only poured early, Kadesh Yishra Tanoka, so the children should ask why we're pouring it so early. It's not, although the Mishnah Berurah does say, does prove in Siman Tov Ayin Beis that it does have a halacha to a certain extent of being said over a kais, but it's not quite as chomer. And although the Ramban himself may mean that you shouldn't speak there, but the Shulchan Aruch doesn't take him that way, and the Poskim argue with him. The Poskim say that's not what he, that we, even if he does mean that, we don't hold of him specifically in the Haggadah. But in Halal, as I've said, it seems clear that one is not allowed to talk at all from when one starts Loilanu until after the Brocha, and according to the Mishnah Berurah, even once one's drunk the Kos. Between the Brocha and drinking the Kos, one should also not be talking.
Does the Ramban imply that you have to hold the Kos the whole of Halal? actually hold the costs?
No, well, the Ramban only quotes, the Ramban only says you can't speak them because you'll be mafsik in halal like if you've been mafsik in halal in davening. I'm saying an extra reason because it's al-hakos, and on that I'm saying because we held it. The Ramban doesn't say the second reason.
Holding the cost, therefore it's easier.
The Ramban seems to. I'm saying that regarding the reason that I've added, which is I don't know a reason why it wouldn't apply to halal, but that's not what the Ramban says. The Ramban takes a much more chomer reason, which is that you're being mafsik in the middle of halal. Now, I just because this is connected to the sentence of Ramban, the Ramban says whether he says or not that you shouldn't speak during the Haggadah, he does definitely say that you shouldn't be drinking during the Haggadah. He says that you're not allowed to be mafsik by drinking during the Haggadah. That he says clearly. However, other Rishonim disagree with him, and although the Shulchan Aruch says l'chatchila you shouldn't drink anything during the Haggadah, but the Aruch HaShulchan and many other poskim say that we can be maker, we can drink during the Haggadah. However, one shouldn't drink anything alcoholic, although we are allowed to be moisif al-hakosis at the beginning. We're not going to go into the question of having extra kosis afterwards, which is also nirak baltoisif, moisif al-hakosis. But before, between the first two kosis, if you had in mind you were planning to drink extra wine or grape juice, there's no din of baltoisif on that. It doesn't apply to baltoisif doesn't apply unless you weren't planning to and you have to make a bracha, then it can be more of a problem. But otherwise, if you were planning to drink anything then, you wouldn't make a bracha, even if it's something that has a different bracha from Bore Priyagov, then you wouldn't say a bracha, because yayin, the bracha on yayin always includes all other drinks. Nevertheless, the Aruch HaShulchan says that although the Yerushalmi says, he quotes Yerushalmi says that you can't, another reason for why you can't drink after the meal, because people get drunk, but before the meal, the Yerushalmi says you are allowed to drink alcohol, because people don't get drunk if they haven't eaten. That's what the Yerushalmi says. If you have an empty stomach, you're less likely to become drunk. The Aruch HaShulchan says that since nowadays, we see that the Matzias is exactly the opposite, so the Issa of Chazal, that one shouldn't drink anything alcoholic, except during the meal when it's absorbed in the food and won't have the same effect. After the meal, you shouldn't drink anything alcoholic because you'll miss out on the remainder of the mitzvahs. Definitely, we should apply that before. And the Aruch HaShulchan says that we should make sure not to drink anything alcoholic before the meal. Also, and nowadays, since we see that there is definitely a chashash if someone drinks whiskey, we're not going to be having on Pesach. But if someone drinks extra wine or anything like that before his meal, he may end up missing out on the mitzvahs. So that, although we can't say it's included in the Takana of Chazal, in the Issa of Chazal, because Chazal didn't say that, but nevertheless, it's definitely something that one should avoid.
I look forward to